Well, you notice we come now to another set here, and this is the third set of nines, by honor and dishonor. I would say this gives us a well-balanced ministry, honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. Some people are going to say some ugly things about you, but we're to serve, not recognizing that. In other words, a good report can hurt you. Shakespeare has one of his characters say, "My friends flatter me, and they cause me to make an ass of myself. And my enemies, they call me an ass," which is the worst. And we have here in evil report and good report, there are those that flatter us, those that say ugly things about us, and as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known. Oh, my. Minister God today may not be well known as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich. Anytime you find a preacher that's rich, watch out. We're not supposed to get rich in the ministry. But having nothing yet possessing all things. You remember Paul said in the first epistle, "All things are ours. Christ is ours. Everything is ours today. I'm rich, but I'm poor too. Oh, you don't know how poor I am." Now will you notice, "and yet possessing all things." And then Paul just cries out here, "Oh, ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged." Oh, how Paul yearned over these converts of his in Corinth, these little baby Christians, babes in Christ, carnal Christians, but his heart went out to them. He almost breaks in this chapter and in the next one. "Oh, ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own being. Now for a recompense, in the same I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged." And what he's doing here is just opening up his great heart of love here, and he stirs up the hearts here of those that love him. But the interesting thing is, he apparently stirs up the hearts of those who hate God and hate his word to work injury upon those who love him and love the scriptures. Now, we find that was true in the early history of the church. And it's true today. You stand for God, and you will find that it'll really cost you something. There's no question about that.